Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight, we will continue in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul wants Timothy to, he's writing to Timothy, not the words, about the last day and what the local churches will look like in the last days. He talks about the attitude that persons will have toward themselves and also toward others. The last day. So he gives very detailed information. And Paul is famous for his catalogs or his lists. And it is, this is Paul's manner. He gives Romans 1. We have a list, and there are other passages such as Colossians 3, also in 2 Timothy. Each word is has a very, very powerful meaning. And so this is what Paul writes, 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Everything begins with this malignant narcissism, this atheistic malignant narcissism. And from this atheistic malignant narcissism flows the other sins that we have in this particular catalog. Now, so from this atheistic narcissism, we have, the first word is covetousness, or covetous. And in Hebrew, in the Ten Commandments, the word covetous means to pant after, to pant after. And so the meaning here is similar. Because here we have idolatry of the heart. Idolatry of the heart. He goes on. Boasters. And that is bragging of things that one does not possess. Boasters. Bragging of things, of those things which one does not possess. Well, we see this a lot in our times. Proud. One who is above others. Proud. Proud spirit. You and I are warned as believing ones that, about pride, and that pride both before, or literally, pride faces destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Blasphemers. This word blasphemers means to speak against the character or defame or slander the character of another. It refers both, God can be slandered, and God is often slandered these days, and men and women are also slandered today in our culture. You hear incredible blasphemy. And this is not, I'm not speaking about mere censorious criticism, but blasphemy, actual slander. Now, in the Hebrew Testament, the word slander literally means to stand against the life of another, stand against the life of another. And listen to the way people talk today, the mainstream media and social media. And my Bible tells me that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. One cannot wield the tongue in such a perilous manner without incurring spiritual pollution. And if one continues down this path without repentance, one continues to blaspheme or to slander others. The Bible says that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And many of these persons, over time, will reap spiritual sepsis. It is very real. I've seen people do this. And when persons do this toward others or a perceived enemy, over time, the individual who blasphemes or slanders, or who stands against the life of another, these individuals literally will dissolve. And so, both in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, and in the New Testament, in the Synoptic Gospels, this word is used for persons that Jesus encountered during his public ministry. These persons were said to dissolve. And I've seen that. Blasphemy is very serious. And Jesus said that every idle word that men speak, they will give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And so I listen to the way people blaspheme today, and and I know these people have never read James chapter 3, and James says that the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of iniquity, and is set on fire of hell. And James says that the tongue is a small member, but yet it wields, it does great things, very harmful and destructive things. Listen to the way people talk today, and the way people slander and blaspheme. And God hears this. The slanderer, the blasphemer, the railer, the one who stands against the life of another, these individuals incur spiritual sepsis. Their personalities become infected and seated because of what they say. Jesus said that it is not what goes into a person that defiles or makes him unclean, he or she unclean, but it is what comes out. Jesus said from within, out of the heart, out of the cardia of people proceed, and then Jesus has his list too. So this word blasphemy is very serious. We know that the man of sin, the son of perdition, is going to speak with a tongue of deception. He's going to blaspheme the God of heaven and those in heaven. And so I understand that blasphemy and speaking against others in this very destructive way is a part of the last days. We know it tells us that something is gone. The classical dualism, either or, right or wrong, is gone in their minds. Their conscience have been seared with a hot iron. And so they believe in this dialectic. And so they speak about persons as if they are of no value and of no importance. And they speak in such a way and with such arrogance and such hubris that one would, it is amazing that these persons do these things and never feel or believe that at some point in their lives they will give an account to God. And Paul says, look, and Paul is talking about professed believing ones who use their tongues in this heinous and vile manner. Paul said that in the local churches in the last days, people will be this way. Now, it is amazing that we will have persons like this in the church in the last days. And guess what? They will even take communion in church, even though they blaspheme, they lie, they steal, they engage in censorious criticism of others, they lead others astray by their behavior. I'm very serious. You know, my wife went to a retreat with this woman and from another church, and the other women, this woman's retreat, they went to the room of the pastor's wife and hung up all these pictures of these naked men. It's the clean Christian womanly fun. And there are other things I've heard and seen in local churches and the behavior, and wonder why the Spirit, is there any wonder why the Spirit abandoned these places years and years ago, and yet they froth, they foam, they make a great showing in the flesh, and yet God is not among them, because these people no longer recognize sin. They don't recognize sin of the tongue. They don't recognize blasphemy. They don't recognize gossip. They don't recognize mental attitude sin. They have no understanding. They're devoid of real spiritual insight, and therefore they never get healed, because they are not clean. If one wants a relationship with God, one must be clean. One must be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. One must be sanctified by the Spirit. One must grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One cannot engage in the perverse behaviors that Paul has listed here. This is not godliness. This is not the faith once for all delivered to the saints. This is a Fat Tuesday. This is carnality. This is a celebration of the flesh, which does not like. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.